Challenge number three for CSOs in 2022 is interdisciplinary alignment. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, we need to ensure the alignment across different departments, such as finances, such as marketing, HR, customer service. All departments need to be working in unison to generate revenue growth. And we need an organization which is battle ready and can quickly switch gears from cost management mode to revenue generation mode. And here's one thing to remember: technologically driven buyers replace most human interactions in their buying process and decisions in the years to come. And what we are witnessing right now is the evolution of a self-serving culture. Now, we need to be aware of that, and we need to implement that knowledge and that approach and that strategy into our organization, not only in the sales team and the sales organization, but across all departments we've just discussed. As a chief sales officer, you will have to align sales and marketing, and that battle has been going on for decades now since sales and marketing had been invented, but it's very important to bridge that gap and to align sales and marketing and get them on the same page. But also, let's not forget about IT, technology, HR, customer services, top and bottom line expectations. Now, all of that needs to come together, and the role of the CSO, especially in 2022 and moving forward, will need to cover all of that. Now, what helps us as a CSO in our role and in our responsibilities? Well, first of all, we need to track emerging technology trends and their impact on business model. We have to look at that very, very closely and how it could impact our business, our strategy, our planning. And if we think that it is beneficial, we need to find ways to integrate it into our own strategy. So it's also important for us to build relationships with other C-level executives in order to align the company's strategy and vision. Further, we need to identify high potential individuals for hiring or developing our talent pipeline further. Vision and inspiration. Let's have a look at that. Well, what we talk about here is interdepartmentally integrating the vision and inspiring departments, not only the sales department, but also other departments that we need to work together with very, very closely. We need to articulate how individual roles can add value to the customer, to the potential buyer, and across the whole user journey. We need to ensure that customer experience is not compromised, and also redefine and strengthen internal and external relationships with suppliers, with buyers, with teams, third-party vendors, and so on. Now, with changing customer dynamics, buyer behavior and expectations, and increasing focus on differentiation, an outdated sales function is unfit for the future. Now, what is the impact for CSOs of what we have just discussed? Well, we need to embrace new challenges, and new challenges will arise every single day as technology and digitalization moves forward. We need to ensure that people are rewarded accordingly. A transformative approach is required that secures client loyalty, but also creates value for our own shareholders and stakeholders within the organization. We need to be able to push boundaries. We need to have that mindset, that attitude to push the boundaries and just to find new strategies on how to improve upon what we have already been doing, but also find new avenues for revenue growth. Chief sales officers are expected to be agile, zealous, and guarantee business growth by fostering innovative ideas, given the increased customer sophistication and market volatility triggered by rapid technological advancements. That is very important. We have got to be agile, we have got to be flexible, and we need to respond to what the market signals us what is going on in the market, what is going on with our buyers, how are they expecting us to interact with them, what is the market doing, where's the market going, what are the expectations, and how can we meet those expectations at the very, very top level, maybe even exceed these expectations. Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.